While Washington is focused on the debt ceiling, jobs remain a critical issue for Americans. A survey just released by the National Association for Business Economists finds that half of the companies queried do not expect to hire new workers in the next 6 months. The promising news is that 43% of firms say they will be hiring between now and the end of the year. That's up 3% from a similar survey done in April, and it's the highest number in a year. Which got us wondering, just where are the jobs now? Ryan Avent is economic correspondent with The Economist magazine, and he joins us from NPR in Washington. Welcome.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. We know that government employment, especially at the state and local level, has declined steadily over the last 12 months, largely due in part to the budget. But what about the private sector? Where are you seeing job growth?
The place where job growth has really been strongest, even through the recession, but then especially in recovery, has been in the education and healthcare fields. Of those two, healthcare has definitely been the strongest. It continues to grow.
What kind of jobs exactly are you talking about?
Well, within education, we've actually, as you mentioned, the budget stresses, we've seen declines in sort of public school employment, especially among teachers, but college employment has done fairly well. Within the healthcare sector, though, there's been strong job growth across the board, but the places where things have really done best are in things like home healthcare, residential and nursing care, and these are the kinds of things that we associate with an aging population.
So nurses' aides, home healthcare assistants.
Anything that is associated with people needing more care as they grow older, that's going to be a strong growth field for the next few years, I imagine.
You write that retail has done better than most sectors. So has professional and business services, adding 12,000 jobs in June alone. And for the first time in 4 months, manufacturing has picked up last month, topping expectations. And today we read that American Airlines places a huge order for 460 new planes from Boeing and Airbus. Are more and more people going to be needed on the assembly line in the coming year?
I think one of the real bright spots over the past year has been a turnaround in manufacturing employment, especially in manufacturing of what we call durable goods, which is our big purchase items like automobiles. The downside there has been that it's kind of tailed off in the last couple months, and that's associated to some extent with the earthquake in Japan, which really played havoc with global supply chains. And then the other side of the story is that as good as manufacturing has been doing in recent months, there's just a lot of ground to make up after the huge decline that it saw in the recession, but even in the years before that. Manufacturing employment has just been taking a beating over the last decade, and so there's still a lot of ground to make up.
Some recent headlines we noted seem to spell good news for the technology sector. Here's one, OC high-tech manufacturing at a six-year high. That's from the Orange County Register. And from Cleveland.com, Cleveland high-tech employers are hiring. Another one is Silicon Valley predicts 15% growth in tech jobs. That's from the San Jose Mercury News. And from the Charlotte, North Carolina Observer, cloud computing to alter the workforce. Is there another high-tech hiring boom underway?
High tech has also been a bright spot for the economy, and some of that is in what we would call high tech manufacturing. I think the brightest of bright spots there is really associated with the very high skill side of the sector, and that's things like product design. You know, you talk about Apple coming up with new products like the iPad. And then it's also in management and deployment of big computer systems. There's just endless demand for professionals who can help companies figure out what they need to do to get their systems online and to improve networking between various offices. And that's only going to continue. I think the problem for the economy as a whole is that these are very specialized jobs, very high-skilled jobs, and it's not clear that we can scale those up enough to really solve what continues to be a massive unemployment problem.
And what about the social networks, Facebook, Google, Twitter? It seems they're coming out with new products, they're hiring, but are they also a sort of a small, highly specialized group of jobs?
There's a lot of excitement about these social networking companies, and you see a lot of that in sort of valuations and share prices, and people seem to think that there may even be a bubble there, that people are so excited about owning a piece of Facebook or Groupon that prices are getting out of hand. But that doesn't really translate into a lot of employment growth. I mean, you see a company like Facebook that has worldwide something like 750 million members, but it really only employs a little over 2,000 people. Twitter, very popular, but it employs fewer than 500 people. And when you look at what happened in the recession in fields like construction, you see that construction alone lost something like 2 million workers. And in manufacturing, the number is similar. And so it just takes a lot of Facebooks to make up the gap created in construction and manufacturing and elsewhere. And it's just hard to see how that's going to translate into full employment, just relying on those companies alone.
You mentioned construction, and it's tied, of course, to the housing sector, which many economists see as a linchpin to a rebounding economy. So what about it? After reaching its lowest level in about 9 months in May, the index of builder sentiment for the industry rose a couple of points in June. Do you see a silver lining starting to form?
I think it's possible. We've been so used to hearing bad news out of housing for so long, but I think the tide may actually be turning. Construction has been so depressed for the last 5 or 6 years that there's almost a sense that there's pent-up demand. There hasn't been enough housing lately, and that's causing rents to rise. And when you see rents going up, you start to see builders getting interested in building new properties. And we saw this week that the new housing starts rose strongly over the past year. And, you know, it's still at a very low level, but there's a lot of ground there to be made up. And hopefully over the past year, if the economy continues to perform all right, those rents will translate into new construction jobs.
So, Ryan, what's the takeaway here? That some sectors of the economy are seeing some employment gains, but overall the recession was so ugly that even 2 years into a recovery, we're not seeing the kind of growth that's needed to completely right the ship?
I think that's right. I mean, it was a brutal recession, as we all know, and that led to a large number of people being thrown out of work. And to put all those people back to work, you can't just have normal growth in the economy. You need to see above normal growth sustained for several years. And we just haven't seen that. The economist tends to think that the economy can grow at about 2 to 3% a year. And we've struggled to do that. And we really need to see much faster growth to bring these people back to work. And unfortunately, it looks like it will be another 2 to 3 years before we see anything close to a normal unemployment rate.
So let's say I'm going to be a high school senior this coming fall, and I want to be employable in my not so distant future. And based on what you're seeing in the economy in terms of job growth, what would your advice be to me? Go to college and get a degree, or look at a technical school and learn a trade?
I think the best bet is going to continue to be to go to college. When you look at the breakdown in unemployment between people who have a college degree and people who just have some college or a high school degree, it's huge. The unemployment rate for a college graduate right now is only about 4.4%. You know, that's up from what it was before, but it's still very low. For a high school grad, it's in double digits. And so it's hard to know where the economy is going to be 5-10 years down the road. But I think the best thing you can do for yourself if you're a student right now is to continue accumulating skills. And certainly technology is going to be, and computer industries are going to be something that we think is going to keep growing for the foreseeable future. So that's a good place to start, I think.
Ryan Avent is economic correspondent for The Economist magazine. Ryan, thanks.
Thank you.